Ohioans got 2.2 billion robocalls just in 2019. And the state attorney general says that number has been going up every year. He's launching a new effort to crack down on the system that has flooded cell phones and work and landlines with robocalls.
If you would like to learn more about this rate cut program for business services, press 1 now to leave your name.
AG Dave Yost says robocalls like this, made without customers' consent, are illegal. For instance, offering to lower student loan debt or demanding money for unpaid taxes.
Make no mistake about it, these things are not currently legal. They're just hard to get to, and we're going to go after them.
As an example, Yost talks about an 81-year-old woman who got a call from someone who knew her name, claimed to be from the Social Security Administration, and said she needed to wire money immediately because there was an account issue that could interfere with her benefits.
So she falls for it. She wires the money. Minutes later, she gets a call from a man. Hi, this is Jake from the FBI, and the person that just called you is a scam artist. But if you can wire me some money, I'll go get them and bring them to justice.
In August, a dozen phone service providers agreed to adopt anti-robocall practices as part of an initiative with Yost and other attorneys general. But the calls are still coming. Yost says the problem isn't just the robocallers, but it's also the Voice over Internet Protocol, or VoIP, providers, which he blames for the surge in robocalls. So Yost is asking people who answer robocalls to immediately text ROBO to 888-111, which will trigger a message from his office asking for more information. He says that will be turned over to a robocall enforcement unit of investigators and attorneys who will develop trends and identify targets and record sting calls made to those robocallers.
We can crank up the pain to the point where they don't want to deal with our state, and that's exactly what we're going to do.
And Yost is working with lawmakers on getting more authority to take those targets to court. Republican Senator Dave Burke says it's both a federal and state concern, and that consolidating this at the state level prevents prosecutors from all over Ohio from going after the same case. And he says it's not meant to hit legitimate telemarketers.
This is not an encumbrance on the First Amendment. You still have the right to call whomever you wish. The original issue remains the same. People who harass people who say they're somebody who they're not, and people who scam and steal from people who are vulnerable.
Yost says because there are so many players in these scams making calls and collecting data, no call lists and the option to press 2 to be removed from the list don't work. He says the way to get off robocallers' radar for good is to never answer calls from unknown numbers and to just let callers leave a message.
When you have finished recording, simply hang up or press the pound key for further options.
Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.